This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with President of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, at his official residence in New Delhi. During the meeting, several agreements were signed between India and UAE. Briefing the media about the outcomes of the meeting, Foreign Secretary Vikram Nisri said, agreements were signed for strategic defence partnership and joint initiatives on space infrastructure development and its commercialisation. Mr. Misri said agreement was also linked for UAE's participation in the development of special investment region at Dholera in Gujarat.
A letter of intent was signed on the UAE's participation in the development of special investment region in Dholera in Gujarat. This is a mega partnership initiative that will look at the establishment of an international airport, a pilot training school, an MRO facility, a greenfield port, a smart urban township, as well as projects related to railway connectivity and energy infrastructure.
The Foreign Secretary said India and UAE have agreed for establishment of a supercomputing cluster in India. He said both sides have also agreed to double bilateral trade to $200 billion by 2032. Mr. Misri said Prime Minister Modi and UAE President condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. The International Monetary Fund has raised India's economic growth projection for 2025 by 0.7 percentage point to 7.3%. In the World Economic Outlook update, IMF said upward revision reflects strong momentum in the fourth quarter of this fiscal year. Meanwhile, the IMF projected 6.4% growth in the next financial year of 2026-2027, adding that despite the expected moderation, India remains a key driver of growth among emerging market and developing economies. World Economic Forum begins at Davos in Switzerland. More than 3,000 global leaders are expected to attend the 56th annual meeting. Over 100 Indian CEOs are in the Swiss town, along with a large government delegation, to take part in the five-day talk fest. Besides union ministers including Ashwini Vaishnaw, Prahlad Joshi and K. Ram Mohan Naidu are also expected to participate. BJP Working President Nitin Nabin is set to become the new national president of the country. BJP's National Returning Officer Dr. K. Lakshman announced that only Mr. Nabin's name was proposed for the post of BJP National President. However, the formal announcement on his election as new national president will be made today. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has accused the Congress of misleading the people of the country on the Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji Act. Mr. Chauhan was addressing a press conference in New Delhi. He said under MNREGA, the rights given by the Congress existed only on paper. The minister stressed that the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act guarantees at least 125 days of wage employment to every rural household from the earlier 100 days of employment.
Instead of 100 days, a guarantee of 125 days of work has now been provided under the Viksit Bharat Gram Yojana. This does not give only the right to the work. It also makes it mandatory to pay an unemployment allowance if work is not provided within a 15 days. Earlier, the rights exist only on paper, but now efforts have been made to strongly implement them on the ground. This law will be implemented across the entire country at the same time, and no Gram Panchayat will remain outside its scope.
India has achieved a record electronics export of $47 billion in 2025. In a social media post, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw informed that around $30 billion came from the production-linked incentive-driven smartphone exports. He said that electronics is the third largest export item of the country. In Women's Premier League, WPL Cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Giants by 61 runs in the first clash of the Vadodara leg. Put to bat first, Royal Challengers Bengaluru scored 178 runs for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. Chasing a target of 179 runs, Gujarat Giants managed to score only 117 for 8 in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.